4 DJW, mobile.
Kane 4 VWA.
I went to pick up the dog. I was dropping her off when I talked to you this morning. Now I'm picking her up. How you doing? You on your way to Asheville yet?
No, my man's about to finish the job down there in my building, and I got to hang around and till he's done so I can pay him. And then as soon as I get him taken care of, I finish my stuff for the day. I just pulled into the driveway, and then I'm going to, as soon as I get him cleared, I'm going to run up there and back.
You're not stay very long.
I have got a beautiful piece of meat waiting on me that my wife is going to cook for me today, and I'm hoping we're going to get enough of a break in the rain where she's going to be able to grill it, and then I'm going to be eating steak tonight, so I'm going to be eager to get back home.
Copy that. We're supposed to go to the mountain today, but I haven't heard from Johnny. I guess when I asked him if it was raining, he said we would fox hunt in between the raindrops, but I'm thinking he was expecting there to be a longer gap between raindrops, because so far what I've seen today, I've been out a lot, and I haven't seen any gap whatsoever.
I told you about running between the raindrops. Son, I'm good, but I ain't this good.
While you were talking about, I was on the way out there talking about family getting out of Kentucky. My dad did the same thing. He went to, from northern Tennessee, from the farm they had in Tennessee. A bunch of them left and went up to Detroit. Said it was to get a job in the automotive industry, but it was to get away from moonshine. He didn't want us raised that way.
Yeah. And my dad basically did the same thing, except, do you know what the cash crop of Kentucky is now? It's not moonshine. It's marijuana.
Watched that movie Justified, but it fills you in on a lot of that stuff. And the moonshine, you know, been replaced with heroin and marijuana. So it's worse now than it used to be. A whole lot worse now than it used to be.
It sure is. It really is. It's a shame, too. But, you know, that's hard tack living with the mind shut down. You know, you gotta live the best you can. You know, there's no industry up there, not in the Appalachian coal country. Coal mines was just about it. That's all there was. So, anyhow, best thing my dad ever did for us was getting us out of there.
Take us back through there every now and then, because that's where our heritage was. That's where our people were. So he'd take us back through there, and I remember it vividly. We would stay overnight at somebody's house. And the house was, like, it had two rooms. It had a kitchen and a bedroom. And there'd be a dozen people living in that house. And they'd sleep on the floor. And my sister woke up. We were sleeping on the floor when we went to visit them. My sister woke up, and she's kicking me. And I wake up, and she'd move her eyeballs and say, look up. I'd look up, and there'd be somebody staring at me in the middle of the night. It was creepy.
Let me tell you what. The house that my mom grew up in was a kitchen, a dining room, a bedroom, and a small living room downstairs, and it was probably 800 square feet. And upstairs, it had three bedrooms upstairs. We did not have indoor plumbing. And let me tell you what, my granddad and grandma raised 11 kids in that house.
That tells you, I mean, we have a lot of the same history. Well, prehistory, I guess you'd call it for us. But, man, when we go back through there, I was never happier to leave. I was glad he decided to move us out when he was young. And I think some of them left because they were wanted for running moonshine, right? And the only thing to do is to leave the state. They didn't have good communication between states back then. So a bunch of them left to get out of being caught and taken to jail, and they went to work in Detroit. That's what my dad did. He went to work for Delco Remy, making AC spark plugs. before he decided to come back down to South Carolina and go to Clemson.
How about that? Yeah. Well, next time we get together, we won't stretch the radio out right now, but I tell you what, that was hard tack country up there where my granddad lived and where all my people are from. And I'll just tell you this one thing. Every time we get together and go back into the old home place there and visit, I was always included in the picture of all the brothers. It was seven brothers. Because the shortest one was 6'6", the tallest one was 6'11", and there wasn't a one of them that had a hair on their head. And I was the only nephew out of the whole bunch that took after them that way. So, it was something else. And I always enjoyed going back.
My son and I were talking to my aunt one time, and she was telling us about one of the, because she grew up there. She was the youngest of three kids that my grandparents had. And she was telling us about, my son and me, about a shack in the woods with a grandfather clock. she wanted us to go up there to find that shack in the woods and get that grandfather clock out of there, because it was an expensive grandfather clock for his day and time. I told my son, I said, that place is probably rotted out, and that clock is probably, you know, eaten up by Mother Nature, or somebody got it a long time ago. And he didn't care. He still wanted to go up there to Tennessee and find that old clock in that old hunting shack that's out in the middle of the woods. We never did do that. But it would have been a fun trip hunting for it. W4DJW.
Be amazing. Our similar heritage. Well, listen, I'm going to jump off here. I just pulled into the house, and I got to get some groceries in. I got sour cream and fresh stick butter for the baked potatoes and a bunch of some Caesar salad. Got to get it in there and get it all in the refrigerator, so make sure we got that steak just pumping right along tonight. So, anyhow, 73s. I will be back in touch later on. So, K4VWA, I'm clear after you find me.
All right, well, bon appetit. Enjoy your steak. I picked up once a month Slushkies while I was out getting Maggie. Slushkies is on that side of town. So make a trip over there. May as well do that. That's our treat for the day. Have a safe trip up to Asheville, Mike. K4VWA, W4DJW Mobile.